Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind, out of your mind, out of your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody! Wrapping up the week with Crab Diving Live. Hurtling at ya from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's a little bit after 5 out on the Eastern Coast. If it ain't that time, you're sucking us in your ear holes via a rerun, or possibly you've taken us in via podcast at Stitcher, iTunes, or crabdiving.com, the place where all good things are. We're going to be here for the next couple hours live. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Thank you for joining our little showlet.
Thanks for joining our showlet.
No, we're a show. We're not a showlet.
We're a show, I think, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if we have any showlets here on the Crab Diving Network.
Hello, little showlet.
Streaming at you 24/7 at crabdiving.com/live.
Yay.
Also, everything else is available on the iTunes and Stitchers, too.
God, I'm so sorry, but I just have to bring this up. I saw something last night at my show.
At Flappers?
Yes, in Burbank. A guy did a set in a bicycle helmet. It was like part of his bit and his act. And it was just so fucking sad. It just was just horrendously sad.
Not a big fan of the bike helmet.
No,
what was
the premise?
What was the point?
He's a dick. He's a dickhead.
Was his whole set done with the bike helmet, or did he just do one little bit and then move on?
No, everything revolved around the bike helmet, which you know, in a way, I sort of have to... I mean, you might as well make it about the bike helmet if you're going to wear a bike helmet the whole time, but it wasn't funny.
Okay,
enough said about the bike helmet at the show last night.
You go to ratedrcomedy.com, see where Ryan's going to be doing some comedy, possibly again with a guy with a dog helmet on.
Tonight I'm at the Clown House Museum.
Bike helmet. The Clown House Museum in downtown Los Angeles, California.
It's the only museum in Los Angeles solely dedicated to clowns and occasionally comedy.
Occasionally comedy, did you say? museum, actually, what the hell, might as well,
we got a
with this one
museum story.
Why not? Before we get to the headlines here on Crab Dog, by the way, communicate with us if you like during the show. Twitter is one way to do it.
Borsky
at Crab Diving is our handle, screen name, whatever the fuck you call it on the Twitter. You can also call us. We have Skype, which is Crab Diving is our screen name there, or on the telephone number. Let your fingers do the dialing, 323-601-5427. That's 323-601-LIBS to spell that shit out.
That's right.
I've got a story before we get to the headlines and see if we find out what's going on in the world. This is from... I just ended up on the site, and, you know, I just wish I could inoculate my computer against whatever...
How did we get here?
...bugs I got. This is Americans...
What?
It's AFTAH are their call letters.
Americans for the...
AFTAH.
For the...
The third... The T is truth.
For the truth about...
Americans for truth about... homosexuality.
Oh, well, great. I want to know the truth about it, too. Fill me in, please.
They say this is on this is that Peter LaBarbera, that heinous dickwad, anti-homosexual, who you know just secretly desires to have all kinds of big throbbing cocks up his ass.
Oh yes, hand me a big serving of dick.
The headline here is just what it's worth, and it's my old hometown, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fuck you.
A flyer was distributed in the Rogers Park area.
Oh, dude, I lived there. Right. I lived there for years.
That is exposing a, quote, homosexual perversion museum
in Rogers Park,
known as the Leather Archives and Museum, located at 6418 Greenview near Devon.
Oh, that's more. That's a block.
It's like Greenview and Devon, right?
It's a block from my fucking
that's
apartment.
Where I used to live, yeah.
Where I never saw that.
Well, I don't think the Leather Archives were open at that point.
God damn it! I would have went.
The Leather Archives chronicles the history of sadomasochism, is intricately connected to Chicago's annual International Mr. Leather celebration.
That they have it at the Eagle.
It's all over that.
Yeah, man.
Town. You see guys walking around in leather chaps and shit during International Mr. Leather Week.
You know, I think those guys.
And weekend, week.
Sure, it's a whole thing, man. I think they have something there because think about how less expensive pants would be if you didn't have to pay for the material that goes across your ass.
Oh, the assless chaps.
Yeah, it's
about
a money saver.
Yeah. I did a play in Chicago.
Oh, yeah? You were
one of the guys that
a
was
ball gag?
In it. No, it was Molière. It was, I don't think there
whatever.
Was
whatever.
Well, yeah, it should have been a ball gag. And one of the guys in it, he's into the leather BDSM scene, I guess. And after the play was over, we both lived kind of in the same part of town. There were, you know, times we found ourselves walking in the same direction after the shows and stuff all the time.
Right.
Funny guy. But on International Mr. Leather Week or weekend or whatever the fuck it was, he got into a pair of, he's like, oh, I'm going straight down to Boys Town. And put on a big pair of chaps.
It's leather day.
He did. They did have an ass to him, though.
His what a prude.
His ass wasn't hanging out.
Yeah.
But it was quite an outfit. And then we were walking down the street, and he was, like, waving to people. And it was kind of fun. It was a good time. It was had by all.
That's awesome.
The
there was kind of a, like, right on Devon Avenue, there was a hole in the wall sort of, quote-unquote, leather club that was open off hours.
Oh,
I mean,
off hours, no well, windows, right? Yeah.
The museum. What do they have in the leather museum?
The leather archives.
Oh, the archives. This implies there's a library or literature associated with this.
So the Americans for Truth about homosexuality. Alert, the headline says, AFTA flyer alerts Chicago neighborhood to Homosexual Perversion Museum. Leather Archives, located... Ryan.
Yes?
Located within blocks of three schools.
Oh, no.
There are three schools nearby. There's a photograph of Kilmer Elementary School and another one of Roger G. Sullivan. I can't really quite...
Yeah, I lived across
senior high
from one of them, and let me tell you something about these fucking schools. I'll take 8 or 9 of these leather museums.
That middle school was across from you, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, huge. I'll take 8 or 9 of these fucking leather museums over one of these fucking schools. I lived across the street.
Yeah.
Loud, noisy,
right.
Horrible for the neighbor. These fucking kids, they walk to their class. They're just littering, just all willy-nilly, all over the place. And I lived across the street from this motherfucker at 5 a.m. Loading docks.
Oh, that's
we'd open up
part, yeah.
With deliveries. Listen,
did
man.
Did you have an alarm set for when the kids were getting in and out of school and you could hang out in your window and yell at them to get off your lawn?
Not necessary.
No.
You knew when they were there.
Oh.
Fucking loud. I'd rather have a leather museum. Schools in your neighborhood, they're tough to live around. They have fucking parking restrictions. You know, because you can't park next to a school when it's open.
Oh, that part of town was probably worse than here. This Dude. Part of Los Angeles is heinous for parking, but that part of Chicago was excruciatingly agonizing to try to find parking at any yeah. time.
I'm not saying, I'm not advocating that we get rid of the schools, but I will say that let's just all understand. Republican. Well, no, let's just all understand that having a school in your neighborhood is a fucking burden.
Just move them.
It's somewhere. A burden.
Right. So they, these assholes passed out flyers in fucking Rogers Park in the neighborhood of Chicago, far north side of Chicago.
That is a hippie liberal neighborhood, big time.
Did you know, the flyer says, that a deviant homosexual perversion museum, in quotes, is located in your neighborhood within 3 blocks of Kilmer Elementary School and Sullivan High School? The Leather Archives and Museum.
Leather Archives.
Located at 6418 North Greenview near Devon.
Oh, yes.
Celebrates, normal people would say Devon. But
it's Devon.
Yeah, in Chicago. It's Devon.
It's a great part of Chicago, man. All those Indian restaurants around there.
It's a really cool neighborhood.
One of the best bars ever.
And easily reachable by public transportation.
Cha-ching.
The Leather Archives and Museum celebrates the most heinous and vile sadomasochistic behaviors ever invented by mankind.
Oh, why? Is this the Leather really? Museum or is this the Trail of Tears?
Yeah, wait a second. Or is this the talking about Catholic seminary?
Yeah, talking about people that wear leather.
Heinous and vile sadomasochistic behaviors ever invented by mankind.
Dude.
Acts so twisted, we cannot even describe them here. This includes...
Yes?
Quote, macho sluts. A book of fiction...
Oh, shit.
...with a pedophilic incest fantasy.
Wait.
Take action. Call your alderman. Alderman Pat O'Connor. And then they give the email and the telephone number. Children deserve better. A homosexual perversion museum that celebrates consensual sexual violence. Well, if it's consensual sexual violence, then
that's just sex. That's
yeah,
just,
if it's your, yeah, as long as everybody knows the safe words.
It's people getting freaky. And that's why it's Chicago, by the way. I imagine there's lots of weird sex in Chicago because in the winter, there's nothing else to do.
Outside.
It's so cold.
It celebrates human degradation. Which some people are into.
Hey, let's have a human degradation party.
And even sexual slavery and pedophilia. I'm willing to bet it doesn't advocate any pedophilia, by the way.
It's adults wearing leather. It's,
right.
It's just chronicling adults wearing leather having sex. Is that right?
Yes.
Well, fucking who cares?
Oh, well, here we go. They found one booklet that describes in this museum. There's a booklet describing a teenage boy sodomized and fisted by an older man as a chicken, a gay slang term for adolescent boys pursued for sex by adult male chicken hawks. So there might be some old gay porn
wow.
book that they have there, and there's a some story in it that somebody wrote. Maybe it's like one of those penthouse forums.
Yes.
Where some asshole wrote something about fucking some teenage boy. And now the entire museum is a gay pedophile fisting museum.
There's got to be a fisting museum out there, though. I mean, if there's not one, there should be.
Museum, yeah.
Oh, God. That's so wait a second. Is chicken hawks, is that a term? Is that like a classification for someone like otter or bear?
A chicken hawk is a political term. Oh, well, it can also mean somebody who supports war, like a war hawk.
Sure.
What?
Well, the chicken hawk.
But it, I guess, yeah.
There's a character in Looney Tunes, the chicken hawk. He used to hang out with Foghorn Leghorn, a little chicken hawk. Tiny little bird.
Right. He used to, yeah. Listen, boy.
You know,
a gay term for an older man that constantly chases after younger men.
That doesn't mean, see, that says younger men, it's not
the
boys.
It's the heterosexual female equivalent is a cougar.
Oh, a chicken hawk. That's awesome.
And they use it in a sentence. Alberto is such a chicken hawk. He was hanging out at the coffee shop again, trying to pick up skateboarders half his age.
Oh, shit. Alberto's like, oh, no. You gotta pick up these skateboarder kids.
Oh, yeah.
Down at the coffee shop.
Henry, the old chicken hawk, hit on the boys at the college again today.
Oh, Henry.
What? Oh, this is the other version of
you're such a chicken hawk.
Because here it says George W. Bush and Dick Cheney are chicken hawks.
Yeah, who knows?
But they're using the other.
That's their personal life. It's none of our business.
Right.
Even though George Bush tried to put an amendment in the Constitution that said marriage is only for straight guys.
Right.
And girls.
Now, speaking of chicken hawk.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to use a Fox News tactic here.
I wasn't there.
I'm not saying that this is what these allegations are against former Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert.
Oh, he's in trouble.
But yes. There's some shenanigans going on. And some people are saying that it might be shenanigans of the sexual nature.
Is Denny Hastert a chicken hawk?
That he was trying to cover up. Well, I'm not saying anything.
Oh,
but
yes.
He was a high school wrestling coach.
Oh, I'm not saying anything, but he could have a membership to the Leather Archives on Devon Avenue.
Right. He may have donated that book with the boy fisting in it. This was one of these, like, everybody's shocked about, because usually when something like this, when one of these big guys goes down, everybody knows that there's been sniffing going around. You know what I mean? Like they know that there's been investigations, people have been interviewed, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Usually there's word that an indictment is coming out. Nobody knew this was coming. Nobody had any suspicions or of any shenanigans with Hastert.
Well, he's off the radar, kind of, right? I mean, until now.
Well, yeah, he he's the longest serving Republican Speaker of the House.
God, who knew?
And then, you know, he served his country well, went off and became a giantly high paid fuckwad lobbyist.
How's that? How's that work?
That's what they do.
Is that networking?
Yeah,
I'm
sure it had nothing to do with anything that he did.
Right.
You know, beforehand.
We have to have some system where people don't get these big jobs after they're out of office. I mean, you know.
Well, that's part of it. There should be like a 10-year moratorium on working for anybody that has anything to do with something you lobbied for.
But,
or, you know.
What are these people supposed to do when they're done serving their country? Well, not, you know, just starve, starve to death?
Yeah. Yes. It's America. Why should we help you, you taker?
Yeah, right? Fuck this.
So, according to the indictment,
yes,
Hastert had agreed to pay $3.5 million to an unnamed individual, Individual A. Now, that's suspicious right there. If it
sounds like some chicken hawk shenanigans.
Why wouldn't they identify Individual A?
You're right.
In order to compensate for and conceal,
yes,
unspecified, quote, prior misconduct.
Uh-oh.
Against Individual A. In total, he wound up giving about $1.7 million before the feds nabbed him. He started withdrawing $50,000 in cash at a time from various bank accounts.
From an ATM? Or?
But they're saying, remarkably, despite having held one of the highest political offices in the land, he seemed unaware that banks are obligated to file reports when you take out anything more than $10,000.
Oh, he fucked up.
They questioned him about the withdrawals, and I guess he had a good enough excuse, but that tipped him off about the reporting requirement. So that's when he started taking out less increments under $10,000, which wouldn't tip off.
Wow.
Which is something that drug dealers do. and money laundered.
Do you think he was getting, like, someone was blackmailing Hastert and he didn't have a choice?
We don't know. They saw the pattern. They call it structuring. And the police are onto that too. So if you're taking out 9,000, 8,000, 9,400, 9,000, you know, if you're taking out, that's how, when I started working for a big evil healthcare organization,
yes,
the department that we went into had the previous manager, she was arrested for embezzlement.
Oh, shit.
But then while we were there, we found even more of it. And I found, I was a financial analyst, and I found a shenanigan, which is just like this. It was, she was authorized to sign off on certain things up till $500.
Okay.
And I found this company that was getting all these checks for $490, $485, $490 for
suspicious
quote, medical supplies.
Right.
And then Band-Aids. We dug into it and we found out that the company was in her husband's name.
Oh.
They weren't that good.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's good for you, though. Good job.
That was my job. But
you're like a forensic accountant.
It wasn't. We found receipts. It was like, what the fuck was this for?
Oh, yeah.
It's not that forensic.
Oh, really?
She wasn't that good. So he finally got caught because of that exact thing. They caught him on 106 separate transactions, taking out under 10,000 each. When they talked to him, he said that he took it out because he was storing cash because he didn't feel safe with the banking system.
So where's the money now?
And if you don't feel safe with the banking system, you know, what's cash going to mean? If there's a complete economic breakdown,
right,
your little piece of paper ain't going to mean shit.
Maybe he's a doomsday prepper. Or a chicken hawk.
So now what they're saying is telling is how the indictment is worded. There was, you know, a bunch of lawyers all over the television saying that they don't put shit in indictments just for laughs. And the first full paragraph specifically mentions that Hastert was a high school teacher and coach in Yorkville, Illinois from 1965 to 1981.
This does not sound good.
The second paragraph specifies that individual A, the payee.
Are we talking about Sandusky shenanigans?
Was a resident of Yorkville.
Yes.
And had known Hastert, quote, most of individual A's life.
Uh-oh.
We don't know. One federal prosecutor, in fact, it says here in the Daily Coast, it says that feds don't put language like that in unless it's relevant.
Interesting.
They're saying that that's what we know. Now, there was also a story came out. There was I saw the tape of this. It's a C-SPAN show from last November.
Okay.
And Hastert was on just to be a pundit and talk about the elections. And some guy called up on C-SPAN and said,
wow.
And said his name was Bruce. And he said, hey, remember me from Yorkville?
Oh, shit.
Hastert said, yeah, go ahead. Bruce laughed and hung up.
Uh-oh. How did someone dig that shit up?
I don't know. Well, they, you
good
know,
God.
When something hits the fan, you send interns on to the archives to look for absolutely anything.
Every yeah. mention of Hastert, that just must be insane.
He was bailed at $4,500, released on his own recognizance. Assuming they don't think he's a flight risk.
Well, isn't that bail, like, really low?
Each count faces 5-year sentences. If he were convicted and sentenced to the full 10 years, that could mean it, because he's 73.
Oh, he should pack a bag. Get the fuck out of here. Honestly.
He already has resigned from the lobbying firm he was working for.
Oh, great.
Dick Steen Shapiro.
Why did they call it that? I'd be like, nah, change the name. Not Dick Steen,
it's please. Probably a very proud name, but damn, that might be one that you just might want to save your future progeny some trouble and just change it.
Dick Steen.
Just change it.
God, he's working for a fucking lobbying firm.
He also
man.
Quit the board of the Merck. He was on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. He also resigned from the board of the Hastert Center at Wheaton College.
Oh, shit. Oh, with the Jesus fuckers. Oh, look at this. God damn it. What kind of fucking job? Who gets these jobs? People that work for the government that are politicians that do fucking favors.
Right. And now, breaking news, the LA Times out here in commie pinko liberal
effete
California is reporting that two federal law enforcement officials are saying, but would not speak publicly, that individual A,
yes,
was a man, that the alleged misconduct was unrelated to Hastert's tenure in Congress.
Was it Emmanuel Lewis?
They say the actions date to Hastert's time as a Yorkville, Illinois high school wrestling coach and teacher.
Dude, this does not sound good.
Asked as to why Hastert was making the payments, the unnamed official said it was to conceal Hastert's past relationship with the male. It was sex, the source is saying.
So he hooked up with a student when he was a wrestling coach.
The other official is confirming that the misconduct involved sexual abuse.
God, you know, we had to do when I was in sixth grade, we had PE, and we had this part of PE where you would wrestle for like two, you would do all these sports.
Oh, yeah, it's what everybody, yeah, I think it's what you have to do is you get 2 weeks of basketball, you get 2 weeks of football, you get 2 weeks of wrestling, you get two
we
weeks
had to
of
do
swimming.
Gymnastics and shit. Gymnastics, did you like wrestling?
No, loathe.
Fuck
are you kidding
no.
me?
I hated that.
God, I was built like an AIDS baby. There's no way in hell I was going to well with.
Right. Hated it. We had to do
tennis was my thing.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen.
I did well in the tennis time.
Yeah. I didn't even know that we had tennis in my high school. We're so like unevolved and redneckish. Tennis, fuck you. Come here. Right. It's kind of a football.
He got an A in black person hating and lynching.
We had all these racial fights in my school right before I got there. That's what high school was famous for.
We never had those. Because we didn't have any black people.
Oh, yes.
So we solved that problem.
We had a bunch of big fucking asshole-ish rednecks that would fly the stars and bars from their fucking pickup trucks all the time. Stupid motherfuckers.
I guess we could find out. Oh, I was going to send you this one. I didn't.
Wait. Congrats to Denny Hastert getting back in the news.
There you go. Relevant again. Denny Hastert, relevant again.
Nobody wants to hear an indictment about their history with a high school wrestling team.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound good.
Not only is it shenanigans, but it's like diddling shenanigans. And of course, he's a Republican.
Right. But
you expect it from the filthy baby eating Democrats.
Oh, sure. Well, no, you don't.
You expect them to use technology. You expect them to tweet pictures of their cock and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. But damn, I mean, there could be reasons why he was just sending $50,000 at a time to some student that he used to teach. Maybe it was a scholarship.
Maybe they made a bet.
Oh, it was a bet.
Back
a
in
gentleman's
the day.
Agreement.
I'll bet you $3.5 million.
Well, maybe, I don't know. Nah, it's bad. It's bad shenanigans.
Yeah, it's a shenanigan. So keep your ear holes planted on this space, ladies and gentlemen.
Watch this space.
And we'll keep abreast.
God, no more white guys. Maybe we can't have white guys be coaches anymore.
Well, why?
It's not a good year or a good time for it. You know, Sandusky.
Did you ever have the older married alleged lesbian
coach?
PE teacher. We had a couple of those in Catholic school where it was now thinking back, you're like, wow, you know, Mrs. Johnson was really butch. really, really
I
butch.
I did so one coach who like, where do coaches get all these one piece? They're like windbreaker
like those?
Workout pants kind of, I mean, because they don't ever run around and do anything.
The coach's shorts that, you know, obviously display whether you're
Sack
righty
itch.
Or lefty, yeah.
Gross. Listen, there is nothing about the physical education experience in public school, at least in the South, that is
at all Catholic school ain't great.
Appealing. It just sucks. It's gross.
And most of them are frustrated coaches.
Right.
Or the coach.
Yeah.
You know, like in high school, I mean, we had our PE teachers were the asshole fucking football coaches.
Oh, yeah. Horrific. Of course. Listen, they shouldn't run the locker. They need more. I don't even know. You got to supervise the locker room a little more. It can't be left to Lord of the Flies.
Right, right.
Especially with dudes.
We had a guy that used to stand in the they had an office that was all glass so he could watch all the boys changing.
God, Catholics.
And he would stay in there, and he had a habit of he would stand, even out on the field and stuff, and he would put his hands down the front of his coach shorts that would display his balls. Like, way too much. Like, just down the front of it, like, you know, like he was combing his fingers through his pubes or something.
God damn it. We got to have a revolution in this country about PE. I mean, we should have it, right. But... You know, right.
You don't need to be in there. I was a high school coach for tennis, and when the match was over and it came to be time to head back to the locker room, I would be like, I'm going home, kids. See ya.
Wait, you got?
You don't need me.
No. Yes, you do. You need supervision in the locker room because those kids.
Well, they had supervision.
Will pick on the smaller ones.
There was supervision in the locker room. That wasn't my deal.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Good for you. I wouldn't want that either.
Yeah. It wasn't my deal.
I don't want to step foot in that. Ugh.
I'm out of here.
You ever find yourself in a public school or something and you have to use the bathroom that children use? Oh my God. It's
well, there's also weird flashbacks that you get when there's a urinal that's down, that starts down at your knees.
I remember this one kid. He used to take his snack into the bathroom and his mom would pack in grapes and he would put a grape on the floor and then put his foot on it and then spin around.
Awesome.
And grind the grape into the, you know,
and make wine.
<Was it? laughs> I had a teacher this one time. This teacher's like an English teacher or something. She's like, listen, I've noticed and I've seen kids, you guys walking in and out of the bathroom with your snacks. Now, I don't know what you're doing with the snacks in there, but just so you know, that's not very sanitary. You shouldn't have your food in the bathroom. And I remember hearing this thinking, what? I already know this information. I'm germane to that. Right. Not germane.
I've been edumacated.
What's the big word? Germane, that's not the right word. It is germane to a point or something.
Right, right.
I'm already in the know. It doesn't matter.
Well, you didn't know the word germane when
Jermaine Jackson.
That kid was spinning on the grape.
God, it's so gross.
We had a kid that used to take a shit on the floor
in
the middle of the bathroom.
Why? To be funny?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that the serial shitter was ever caught either.
We're making a pretty strong case for homeschooling right now, and I usually think all those people are fucked up. I've never met a homeschool person that's not like a little strange. But my God, at least they avoid the locker room and
man, interesting that you come to that segue because for today's version of Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, today is Friday, and about an hour in the last segment, we'll be going over the top five songs of the week, according to the Billboard Hot 100.
And so say we all!
And we're going to talk about some, faith stuff.
Oh, cool.
What I've got is a story about the homeschooling program that the Duggars use.
Yeah.
I've got some materials and some stuff we'll be going over.
Oh, informative.
Some of the great stuff that the Duggarers.
We're going to learn something today.
That the Duggarer learned. and that'll be in the last segment, about an hour.
Because it's so heinous. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
We're just turning out stupid people.
I don't know how. I need to look more into it to find out how they get away with it. Like, how. I thought there are standards if you're homeschooled or if you're homeschooled that you still have to pass tests so that we know that you're not a fucking drooling idiot.
I don't know what to tell you. I think what we're zeroing in on here is that we're in a crisis with our education. I mean, my God, some wrestling coach is over the course of someone's life is paying out $3 million.
Right. And how much fucking money is Denny Hastert making, by the way?
Well, dude, if you...
That he's able to, you know, go to multiple bank accounts and whip out 8,000 here, 9,000 there.
What, do you think the guy that pranked him on C-SPAN was the dude?
Who knows? That guy called himself Bruce.
Yeah.
Allegedly. So I guess we'll find out if there's a real Bruce.
Hey, Denny, here's my advice. Pack a bag. Get out of Dodge. It's not going to go well for you.
Yeah, I think maybe pull a... what was that? Enron
Ken Lay.
Dude?
Ken Lay.
Yeah. He faked no, I'm sure I feel so badly for his family that he passed. But yeah. I don't know. I've seen too many episodes of Burn Notice, I mean, yeah. to know what is people are capable of out there.
Bad stuff.
I guess we can get to the headlines. We haven't talked about what's on the actual news right now at the moment, ladies and gentlemen. Let's ask Sarah Palin to send us off.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
In the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower. Dateline, May the 29th, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. We like to go to...
Like sand through the hourglass.
These... Days of Our
Lives. Yeah, remember it?
Days of Our Lives?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did a day on Days of Our Lives.
Oh, that's right.
Speaker sex abuser is the headline.
Oh, shit.
Over on the Huffington Post.
But we don't know that.
And the sub-headline says, touched by Hastert.
Oh, shit.
Apparently, the Huffington Post has picked up the LA Times stories. J. Dennis Hastert, former Speaker of the House of Representatives, had been paying a man to not say publicly that Mr. Hastert had sexually abused him decades ago, according to two people briefed on the evidence.
Wow.
Federal prosecutors Thursday made the indictment on the cash shenanigans and everything. The man who was not identified told the FBI that he had been inappropriately touched by Mr. Hastert.
Oh, wait, so it's true.
Mr. Hastert was a high school teacher and wrestling coach, the people briefed on the investigation spoke only on the condition of anonymity. They don't want to be identified discussing federal investigations. Well, they might get in trouble, too.
Wow.
They say it's not clear when the alleged diddlification or duggering occurred.
Right.
Ooh. We get to use our new word.
Oh, duggering.
This is.
I love it. Well, wait. Now, what's the definition of duggering?
It's sexually abusing someone while claiming moral superiority and sanctity.
They don't have to be asleep in your system?
I don't think sleeping is part of it.
Okay. Well, he's a duggerer.
He was a high school teacher and coach in Yorkville, Illinois from 65 to 81. The FBI was not able to substantiate any allegations beyond the man's statements. Right. Well, the fact that Hastert was paying the guy 10 G's.
You know how, like, when you give a commencement speech at a college, they give you an honorary doctorate or something? Like, Bill Cosby has a shitload of them.
Right.
Well, we're going to give him an honorary...
He's got a real one, too.
A duggerer. He gets a duggerer.
Cosby has a real...
A real what?
PhD.
Does he really?
Yeah, he really went back to school and got a doctorate in education.
I heard it was just so he could make better drugs.
Yeah. Got a doctorate in chemistry. Roofiology.
God.
There we go. More accusations and more allegations.
Why is Hastert getting in trouble? This happened so long ago.
No, he's still. They just caught him paying money.
Oh, okay.
He's still paying money.
Right.
He's only 1.7 mil into the 3.5 he owes the dude.
Oh, shit. It's like he's paying off a house.
Yeah.
A really nice house.
Right. It's his mortgage.
The house that Duggering built. It's his molestation mortgage.
Mr. Hastert also worked with the Boy Scouts for 16 years,
Did he really?
An address he gave to a Boy Scouts group several years ago.
Did he ever achieve the rank of otter?
See, this is what the interns did, because here, this is a New York Times piece. And now they said, we did a lot of neat things, he said to the group, including taking high school age boys on trips to the Bahamas. and the Grand Canyon, and on float trips on the Green River in Utah. I saw those kids develop and meet challenges and change, he said.
Oh, shit.
So somebody goes through the archives and finds a speech he did where he talked about working with Boy Scouts and how much he loved traveling with boys.
Do you think somebody's just spitballing? They're like, hey, why don't you search Boy Scout plus Hastert?
Hastert just... and boy. Ding, ding, ding. Let's
see. No, that's too broad. Oh, yeah. What kind of staff do you think they have?
Well, it's the Times.
Oh, yeah.
They already found a coach that competed against him. George Deich of Aurora, Illinois, a coach who competed against Mr. Hastert's team for years. And worked closely with him
to develop
the Illinois State Wrestling Association.
Ooh.
Said he's already fielded 4 calls from other friends from the wrestling community. They're all stunned by the news, they say. Are they talking about our Denny?
Oh, shit. Well, I mean, he spent a lot of money to cover it up. Why would you know?
He was the quiet guy in the corner.
Oh, God.
Not a yelling, screaming coach. Very pragmatic. Cool under fire. More of a... Of a licking fondling coach.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. He always seemed nice to me.
Right.
Well, we've got evidence that he's not, okay?
So everybody's saying it's a stunning revelation.
Stunning.
So, corroborated in the New York Times now and on the Huffington Post. That's the headline over there.
Effete.
On the Commie Pinko Liberal Huffington Post. I have a feeling it might be over in the Drudge, too. I don't know if they can... They can hide a good diddling story.
Is this how big is this story? I mean, is this like Sandusky big or not?
This is bigger, isn't this? I mean, what? Well, no. Because there was more. That was like he was a serial diddler, and
this is one
a lot of victims that he's ruined the lives of. But this we know of only one.
Well, Hastert. I mean, how many of these could he afford?
And this is, seems to be more financial shenanigans that he got caught on.
Yeah.
Like the statute of limitations, they can't go after him for the diddling. There's no more boy ball stink on his fingers to detect. So,
yeah.
I was wrong. Over at the Drudge Report.
Mexicans.
Hastert's there a little bit farther down, though.
Well, he's a Republican.
Right. The headline there is Podesta in drag for Hillary? With a question mark.
What?
Podesta in drag for Hillary. Oh.
It's stupid.
John Podesta.
Yes.
Tweeted out.
Famous drag queen.
He was the chief of staff to Bill Clinton.
Sure.
Staff.
God, could you imagine? I'm in charge of Clinton's staff.
He was the...
Good luck.
Nobody's in charge of that staff. The
full-time job.
Former counselor to President Barack Hussein Obama. And
Kenyon!
Also, he is current chairman of Hillary Clinton for America.
Fuck you.
Look at this is disgusting.
Benghazi.
Fuck you, Drudge. I mean, seriously. There's a picture of John Podesta. The thing is, the Hillary Clinton, as a joke, you know how they always talk about she wears nothing but pantsuits. They put out a funny T-shirt for the campaign that's a T-shirt sprayed to look like you're wearing a pantsuit top.
It's funny.
John Podesta's wearing one in front of a Hillary for America poster or something as a joke.
They say he's in drag.
And he tweeted it out, and they say, Podesta in drag for Hillary?
Oh, my God.
That's what they got. That's the biggest news right now on Drudge.
Wait, I want him around our kids.
Wow.
What? Okay. Man, it is quite.
And it doesn't even lead to a story. They just lead to his tweet. To Podesta's own tweet.
That's bigger news than Denny Hastert being like a monster of a fucking wrestling coach.
Yeah. Yes. This guy says, good Lord, man, turn in your nuggets. Oh, who cares?
Your nuggets? Yeah. What does that mean?
He's not a man. He's wearing a woman's shirt, Ryan. He's a big fairy boy.
Look
at that demtard.
Fuck you, macho slut. By the way, the macho slut, that leather book that you mentioned earlier, it is available on Amazon.
Oh, we'll put a link to that shit. Speaking of, if you're going to buy anything at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. That
takes macho you
there,
slut.
Takes you there through our magic portal.
Listen.
And you won't be charged with anything
yeah.
if you touch our magic portal. And you'll actually help us out. You get us a couple of shekels and skim a couple of shekels from the man.
Yay.
Let it come to us.
Do you think that was Denny Hastert's last time on C-SPAN when it's fucking the guy he's trying to pay off?
Yeah. hey, Denny, remember that time you touched my ball sack?
So anyway.
Oh, God, these responses to this poor guy's tweet. I can't imagine why, as a public figure, you would be on the Twitter. We get hate, and we're nobody.
Yeah.
And we get hate.
Yeah, I would not be on Twitter if I was famous and rich.
What this guy says, what man actually says accessorize, much less does it?
Oh, fuck you, dumbass.
Good God, man, where are your balls?
They're on your chin. Enjoy them. I hate that kind of shit. So stupid.
Yeah. Oh, God. These people whose masculinity is threatened by the fact that this guy's wearing a funny woman's T-shirt.
Get a bigger car!
He put it on as a joke, right?
Ugh.
Yet, you know, I'm sure we could find some Republican from his Harvard days in drag.
Yes.
Oh, well, that's hasty pudding. That's different.
Hasty pudding. What is that?
Isn't that where they dress up in drag and they have a hasty pudding parade or something?
Oh, yeah.
The boys of Harvard.
The hasty pudding parade.
But that's different.
Oh, yes.
That's different.
Totally different. He's just wearing it. This guy's wearing a fucking T-shirt.
Right.
And if he was in a dress as a joke or not as a joke, who gives a fuck? It's just, it's fabric on your goddamn body. Fucking simpletons.
Yeah, just, you know, anything they can try to get their little panties
meanwhile
knotted up about.
I mean, yeah, the guy who was the Republican Speaker of the House is fucking paying off some dude he diddled when he was
allegedly
a goddamn PE coach. Where's your moral outrage for that, dumbass?
Well, on Drudge, it's lower on the left. It's not in the headline.
Hey.
Oh, wait. Already, although I will on Drudge, this
refresh.
Just popped up. It says second victim.
Of?
Hastert.
Wow. Ding, ding.
Investigators considered adding a second alleged Hastert victim to the indictment, but chose not to do so. I mean, if he's not paying that other one off, then, ooh, so there may be... maybe multiple boy sack prints on his hands.
Cosby is so excited. He's like, shit, two of them already?
Right.
Ooh, maybe people will stop caring about me.
Did he drug them?
Right.
That's much worse than me.
I mean, how many? Wait. Denny's at two. How many is Cosby at?
30-something.
Well, I mean, who knows?
So there you go. More, just an update on Denny Hastert, but the headline over the Drudge, apparently it's more important that John Podesta put on a funny T-shirt.
Oh yeah. Outrage.
That's the huge news.
That's the kind of culture we're going to have in this country. If we elect Hillary, then it'll be guys wearing T-shirts that look like women's blouses.
Man, that's going to be the uniform of Hillary's new socialist fascist agenda.
Sure. You know what? I heard her presidential library is going to be at the Leather Archive on Devon in Chicago.
I've got a story about... Oh, this is out of New York.
Fuck you.
A passenger jet. Shuttle America flight 2708 was headed to LaGuardia.
Holy fuck.
Washington.
LaGuardia is disgusting.
When the pilot.
Oh, God.
Suddenly had to swerve upwards a couple hundred feet to avoid hitting an unmanned quadricopter.
Hey.
Drone.
Everybody, let's stop this drone shit. I'm sorry. I don't. Oh, this is so frustrating. What the fuck was the drone doing up there?
Investigators are investigating and trying to find out exactly what happened. But the pilot said as he was approaching, he looked out and saw right in front of him and just below him.
Yeah.
One of these quadcopters. And he had to pull up at the last second a couple hundred feet to avoid smacking into it.
Listen, there's someone close to me in my life that's into this drone shit. And you got to be careful. You got to be careful with that shit. That's all I'm saying.
Also yesterday, the FAA is looking into reports of five pilots who said that somebody was shooting green lasers at the at the plane.
Frustrating. So frustrating. Unnecessary.
And that's some heavy shit. I mean, if you're caught doing that, that's not just like a ha-ha-ha joke around kind of thing. That's some serious charges because you could blind a pilot.
Well, it's all
the
it's
wrong
on,
kind of laser, wrong kind of laser.
But it's an autopilot at that point. I mean, they,
if they're that low,
it's not.
I don't know if planes land by themselves. Do they?
I don't fucking know. I'm just so surprised whenever they touch down. Made it somewhere. How it happens, man?
Kiss the ground,
guy. You know you can't. I don't want to have any plane crashes because some asshole with the drone he bought from Radio Shack is fucking around where planes are. That should never happen.
So that just happened a couple hours ago. They're investigating. It was above Brooklyn's Prospect Park. So somebody was probably flying it over the park, taking pictures.
God, how high were they?
Got within a couple hundred feet of a plane.
Man, you got to be careful.
You got to be careful out there with your kids.
And these kids, I'm assuming it's kids with the laser light. Maybe it was somebody. It's not funny. You know, probably kids. It's not funny to fuck with a plane. I sound like an old man. I don't care. It's just not. You could kill someone.
Right. I've got a story about.
I used to have a little red light laser. I used to have cats, and I used it to play with my cats.
Oh, sure, yeah, yeah.
And my brothers, they came and stayed with me once when I was in Chicago, and they took the light and they started shining it in my neighbor's window as a joke.
Ooh.
And I didn't know this had gone on at all. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. So whatever. My brothers left, and then I'm sitting in my apartment. All of a sudden, there's like a laser light on me.
Like, oh, you were getting retaliation.
What the fuck is this? And I look over, and it's this older dude shining his light on me and going like this. Ha.
Waving.
Yeah, and I was like, one second. I walked downstairs just across the street, and I was like, hey, what's up with the light? He goes, well, I'm just, you know.
Returning the favor.
Yeah, and I was like, what are you talking about? He goes, last week you were shining this light on me. I was like, oh, my God. My fucking brothers.
This is, no, that's the story. Okay. Let's do this now. It's something that's very disturbing to me.
No.
Because it's a story about Ted Cruz.
Who did he pay off? Was he a wrestling coach?
Could not with a goat.
Fuck you, stupid.
The Ted Cruz, senator from Texas, gave an interview with, I don't know, I think it was the Daily Beast. And I wish I could unread this because it makes him a little human.
Oh,
and I hate it.
I don't believe you.
And it drives me crazy.
I'll be the judge.
He's a video game nut.
That doesn't make him human.
He likes to play video games. I think that makes him a little human.
He's a fucking nerd.
He says, I grew up in the time of Atari.
Oh, that's cool.
And those. I've always had video games.
Right.
I play with my daughters. I play on the iPhone, the iPad. He's currently playing.
Yes.
He says he doesn't put it on any of his bigger computers because he's worried it would be too distracting. He's currently playing Plants vs. Zombies. He's on level 217 of Candy Crush. He also plays The Creeps, which is some tower defense game.
Is this before or after he could no longer listen to country music because of 9/11?
I think that's...
Is that him?
Yes.
Okay. What a Looney Tunes.
Yeah, that's right. Rock music.
Oh, it was rock
music. He switched to country because rock music just... He didn't understand. Rock music didn't speak to him after 9/11, but country music did.
Al-Qaeda ruined rock music and the towers. Jesus.
He lists his favorite childhood games as Space Invaders.
Oh.
Centipede.
Right.
Galaga.
Ooh.
I used to play Galaga.
Yeah, you like that one?
He had Nintendo when he was a kid. He had Atari.
Did he play Pitfall?
If he had Atari, yeah. I'm sure he played Pitfall.
I like that one.
His Princeton and, or his Princeton roommate, David Panton, said they had many all-nighters on Super Mario Brothers and Japanese fighting games.
Oh, shit. That's sword fights, maybe, or what are they?
We would have many hours playing video games off until the sun came up.
Work my joystick.
Ted was much better player than I was.
Oh.
He beat me in everything.
Did they go to the Hasty Puddings party?
I don't know. When they graduated. Oh, yes. They were roommates in Harvard, too.
No. This Ted Cruz is not who he says, who he purports himself to be. He's not like a man of the people.
Right. And here's
Harvard this. And fucking Princeton.
This Daily Beast even says that the video games might help Cruz, who suffers from a perception of rigidity.
He's stiff.
Right.
He's unlikable. He announced his candidacy for president at Liberty University in front of people that had to be there or they would be fined.
Fined? College kids, they would get fined.
He sucks.
But even when on the rare times that he seems to be speaking off script, which is almost never.
Yeah.
There is a level of discomfort and awkwardness to him when he's on like on a Letterman or something. He's done a couple of those shows. He's painfully awkward and unlikable.
He's antisocial. He sits around all day in the dark playing video games. He doesn't know how to talk to people.
And hating poor people.
Right.
Galaga. when he says this, one of the fun things I do with Caroline and Catherine is we get on the iPhone or the iPad and play games. Drives my wife crazy. She doesn't like it, but both girls like to curl up and play games. In our household, I'm the one in charge of taking the girls to Chuck E. Cheese. And it's not much of a secret that I don't mind doing so.
Oh, because he gets to play video games.
I'm trying to get brownie points from my wife, Heidi, for taking them to Chuck E. Cheese. And she's like, what are you kidding? You're there to have more fun than they do.
You know, I went to a Chuck E. Cheese recently with my nephew, Bowie.
In Alaska?
No, it was...
Florida. They were visiting Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Chuck E. Cheese, you know, pizza's not that good. I know that's shocking.
Really?
Yeah.
Not that good. So I hate this story that it even a tiny little smidge of humanity pops up on Ted Cruz because there's just nothing human about him.
Yeah, he seems like a robot.
Right.
It makes sense. He plays video games. He's, you know, that's why he's so good. He is a machine.
We don't care about this FIFA bullshit, do we? The soccer?
No, I don't get it.
It's a giant scandal. Basically, you know, it's the most popular sport worldwide by far. And it's the equivalent of if like half of the NFL's owners were all rounded up and arrested and charged.
Oh, really?
You know, I mean, it's that big of a scandal.
The feminization of America.
Of bribes and just all kinds of shenanigans going on. Although Uncle Nipples, Vladimir Putin, came riding up on the back of a bear.
Necked!
And said...
That's now in Russian.
And said, Njet.
Njet!
And said, German is nicht, isn't it?
No, German is...
Nein! What's nicht? Nothing.
Nicht. It's nothing. German. No, it's Russian
None.
For no.
None is nicht.
Nacht. Whatever.
A little bit of language
just
lessons here on crab diving.
Just a little bit.
Coño. There you go.
I know what that is.
That's your Friday word in Spanish. Uncle Nipples is coming out and uses it as an opportunity to pretend. He's like, oh, all the FIFA guys are wonderful, honest, beautiful people. How dare. This is just the United States whipping out its big tyrannical schlong and trying to take over the world sport.
Why do we give a shit about this? Why does anybody care what these soccer fuckers do?
Well,
is it bad?
People are bribing people and for privilege and for shenanigans and
but
shit.
But it's just rich people shoveling money.
It's rich people fucking other rich people. So, you know, I don't know how much we really give a shit about that.
You know what we should do then?
We should celebrate that.
Yeah, different set of rules for this. Put him in
Bernie
the
Madoff is a hero. Yeah.
Put him in the Thunderdome and put a bunch of weapons in the middle of it and let him beat the shit out of each other.
I'm sure
cares?
The Koch brothers would do really well. What's that? I think it's a gun.
We got a whole plan for changing the whole government. I mean, based on yesterday's show, we're going to get this to King that everybody kind of likes.
Right. From our Talkeetna correspondent.
Yeah.
I've got a story here about the, I don't know why it's Rhode Island, but it's Rhode Island.
Okay.
That this is happening.
You ever been there?
I have not.
No, me neither.
You ever been to Rhode Island?
It's one of two island states.
It's a little teeny little...
name the other one.
It's a little teeny island state.
Name the other island state.
Well, Hawaii.
Yeah. Okay.
The... They're blaming on... There's a oh, God. I'm on a webpage that is loading like nine different
video
ads.
So many ads.
Yeah.
God, relax with the advertising. God.
New cases of syphilis, gonorrhea, and HIV are some huge rise in Rhode Island.
Wow. Who knew?
And the state health department is blaming Tinder and Grindr.
Really?
And other hookup apps.
Oh, shit.
They're saying, despite the progress we've made in reducing STDs and HIV over the years, we have a lot more work to do. They say that people are increasingly turning to their phones to arrange, quote, casual and often anonymous sexual encounters.
We have this amazing computer in our pocket that can do anything.
Right. Who did that joke where we have the vastness of all human knowledge at our hands, and we spend the time watching cat memes.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Cat fell off the table. I'm trying to get laid.
They say that, I don't know what's going on in fucking...
They're on an island.
Rhode Island.
What?
Sexual education and HIV education are mandated there.
They'll remandate them. Or whatever.
They're saying this is not the first time that apps and online social media have been blamed in for upticks or outbreaks of sexually transmitted infections.
Yes.
Researchers did a New York University study about Craigslist.
Oh, Craigslist causes, like, herpes.
The ease of seeking sex partners through classified ad sites may promote risky behaviors that increase transmissions of STDs. Well, gee, what a fucking shock that is. How much money did that study cost?
God, I'm learning a lot today.
In 2012, a syphilis outbreak in New Zealand was directly linked to the app Grindr.
No. That's directly linked to the fucking sheep. Is there an app you can get in New Zealand that hooks you up with available sheep in your area?
Peter Green.
It's called Bah.
Peter Greenhouse. Right, let me get to the sheep. The sheep are trying to eat them. So, in Peter Greenhouse from the British Association for Sexual Health and HIV,
hello,
said, thanks to Grindr and Tinder,
thank you,
you can acquire chlamydia in 5 minutes. I don't think they want to use that for the ads. Or maybe they do.
You know.
Can you take a pill for chlamydia, or do chlamydia stays with you? I don't know. Is that one of the ones that is the gift that keeps on giving? Like,
you know,
herbs?
It reminds me of when Howard Stern went on the Magic Johnson talk show. You remember that show?
Yes.
50 smiles an hour. The dumbest thing ever.
Yes. Well, Howard Stern went on after viciously shredding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He would play daily clips from Magic Johnson's show to shit on.
Because it was horrible.
Right.
Yeah. And he went on there and like, he kind of took over during the interview, Stern. And he asked Magic Johnson, he was like, what's the most fun thing about getting AIDS? And then Magic Johnson says, there's nothing fun about getting AIDS. He goes, Howard was like, no. It's a lot of fun getting AIDS.
Sadly. That's why people get AIDS.
Right. So it's fun to get chlamydia. It's just the chlamydia. That's the part that sucks.
The actual process of getting it.
Get chlamydia in 5 minutes.
In his Pray in Jesus' Name program.
Yes.
On the YouTube. Ugh. Colorado legislator.
God damn this guy.
Gordon Klinging Shit.
Gotta be kidding me.
Has an opinion about what happened in part of my ancestors' homeland.
Oh, okay.
This week of Ireland, where the Irish people voted to put into their constitution a right for same-sex people to get married. And you might not be surprised to find out that Gordon has an opinion.
Did he just say they must have been drunk?
He has an opinion on this.
Yeah.
Here's Gordon Klinging Shit from In Jesus' Name.
That's the name of the show?
Pray in Jesus' Name program on the YouTube. Oops. Once the technology catches up with us, here he is.
And it was said that St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland.
Oh, my fucking God.
You know where he's going with this.
He's going to compare gay people to serpents.
There was a time when it was said that St. Patrick drove the snakes out of Ireland. And now I'm concerned that the snakes have returned to Ireland.
Oh, the trouser snakes are taking over.
What a fucking asshole.
What an absolute dipshit.
Yeah.
And when I say snakes, I'm not talking about physical snakes. I'm talking about the demonic spirits inside of some of the people you see parading their sin in pride around the country.
Oh, he doesn't like that.
The fuck is he talking about?
Gay. They're gay and they're parading their sin in pride around the country.
He's just so bad, too. He's so fucking boring. I mean,
yeah, he's not
he's no Glenn Beck.
He would never have a big televangelist Joel Osteen kind of thing.
No,
he ain't a no. Showman like Osteen.
Osteen. Yeah. I mean, they probably have tech rehearsals for his shows.
I'm sure they do. It's quite a production.
Right.
Rejecting not just the Catholic Church, but rejecting Jesus Christ himself. And some people think, "Oh, you know, the Irish Catholics, they're rejecting the Pope." No. It's the young people rejecting Jesus Christ is what's happening here. Because the Bible says in Matthew chapter 19, when Jesus himself spoke and said, haven't you read that at the beginning?
Didn't you know we hate gay people?
Jesus said that, by the way.
What's wrong with you?
That's a perfect translation from Aramaic.
It's on tape, though.
It's on tape.
They do. That's Judas was waving his iPhone around.
It was an old timey
flip phone.
They had it on a cassette.
Motorola Razor.
That at the beginning, the Creator made them male and female and said, for this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. So therefore, they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no one separate. Jesus Christ defined marriage between one man and one woman. And maybe it's time for another St. Patrick to go back into Ireland and preach the good news that Jesus can make you free from sin and drive out the snakes once again.
So he's hoping for a new saint to go drive the homos out of Ireland.
This guy is just a straight up dumbass.
Dr. Chaps.
Yes.
I think he called himself that.
Listen to how he ends, too. Like, drive the snakes out of Ireland.
Right.
Patrick, is it you? Is he calling on you?
Gordon Klinging Shit, who in his first tenure as a lawmaker in Colorado was rebuked and removed from committees for saying heinous shit even the Republicans couldn't handle.
God damn it.
On his ridiculous Pray in Jesus' Name program, to the point where while the legislature was in session, he suspended production of his Pray in Jesus' Name program. But
production.
Now he's back.
He turned off the camera, the green screen
in the background.
Guest room.
Yep.
What a nerd.
What's going on? So that's thanks to Right Wing Watch for that clip.
Thank you.
From the Pray in Jesus' name.
Show. So dumb.
Young people are rejecting the old, outdated rules of the church. Right. What a shock.
I start to get a little confused with all the shit that's going on. Sometimes I can't remember if we talked about it already on the show or if there's just a Facebook fight going on. But I'll bring this up and let me know if we heard it. I don't think we talked about this on the show. I think it's raging on our Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving, by the way. Lots of conversations going on.
Yes.
Some battles being waged. The occasional troll showing up. I don't think we did this. This is Scott Walker.
Oh, God. Is he still in the presidential clown car?
Oh, my God. There's so much going on in Wisconsin right now. We'll get to what they're trying, what he and the heinous dickwads of the GOP are trying to do to Wisconsin. They're trying to Kansas-fy it as if the steaming pile of quivering shit that is the Kansas economy right now isn't a perfect example of what not to do.
Right.
The cokey direction to go. Cut Texas for the rich. Cut Texas for the rich. Cut education. Stop educating people.
Oh, my God. Where are we going to pay for our bridges?
Cut money to the poor.
Yeah.
But give tax breaks to the rich, those poor rich people. We'll get to that. It's unbelievable what they want to do with education in Wisconsin.
If you are paying for, like, you know, hush money, $3 million over your life for people to keep it, you know,
right,
keep things quiet, you need tax breaks. It's expensive.
We did talk about this because now I remember Dana Loesch. This was the Scott Walker ultrasound thing.
Right.
So go to facebook.com/crabdiving. There's a big conversation going on there about that. And unsurprisingly,
yes,
not a lot of people like Scott Walker.
Really?
That are on our page. You may be surprised to learn.
He is an asshole. Right. And it's crazy that he's the front runner.
I think in the major aggregation of the polls or whatever. Yeah, he's sadly the front runner.
I mean, I sort of think, do we just skip ahead? Jeb Bush is going to win.
I don't know, man. I don't know. The lunatic base. I mean, Romney pulled it out. And they hated Romney too. He's a rhino. He ain't conservative enough.
Right.
And a lot of them bailed. That's what that one story we did the other day about the guy who, the former Reagan advisor who wrote a paper that says Fox News is hurting the Republican Party by radicalizing the people into thinking the country is more nuts than it is.
Right.
And that Fox News, by just wrapping that bubble that they've got around people, it makes them crazy. And they don't have a real view of what the entire country thinks.
Yeah, it's like you're isolating people.
Yeah.
In the Fox world.
The people that watch Fox actually think that most of the country thinks what they do. Most of the country hates gay people. Most of the country wants to kick all the Muslims out. Most of the country hates black people. What's wrong with you?
Most of the country is scared of immigration.
Right. And that's just not the case. Not the case.
Everybody wants gun control. Everybody wants gay marriage. Right. Why can't we fucking have it?
So in Wisconsin, what they're trying to do, this legislature that I don't know what the fuck is wrong with the people of Wisconsin. God damn it. The poor, poor people of Madison, the profound liberals and the young people who are just wallowing in that pit of moronitude that's going on there with these,
it's all a cheese,
fucking Republicans who took over. They've proposed a rule change.
Yes.
Now,
an amendment
that critics are calling breathtaking in its stupidity.
Oh my God, what are they gonna do?
Republican state rep Mary,
Sheboygan.
C-Z-A-J-A.
Zha-Zha.
Zha-Zha. Zha-Zha.
Zha-Zha Gabor.
C-Z-A-J-J. Zha-Zha. Mary Zha-Zha.
I love it.
And it's another one of these things that fucking Republicans in the middle of the goddamn night, 1:30 in the morning, in a meeting, she slipped in this proposal into the budget.
Good God.
Fucking assholes. They're just slimy, evil snatch faces that they have to pull these shenanigans to put things in the middle of the night or when the
right.
One of the they have curry and they wait for one of the Democrats to run take a shit and they start voting. Oh. When they know they've got a quorum.
Is that why they always order Indian food on Wednesdays?
On certain days. It's vote day. Give the Democrats the Indian food.
Right.
So it's voting on K-12 budget items.
Yes.
According to the statement from the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction, the new rule that they want would require their department to, quote, license anyone with a bachelor's degree in any subject to teach English, social studies, mathematics, and science. It would also require them to issue a teaching permit to individuals who have not earned a bachelor's degree.
That's awesome.
Or potentially a high school diploma to teach any subject area excluding the core subjects of math, English, science, and social studies. So history is not one of those core subjects.
Okay.
You could hire a drooling psychopath off the street who's talking to his shoe. To teach history. And according to these rules that the Republican fuckheads are trying to pass in Wisconsin, they think that just anybody should be able to. And this is these Christian fuckwads.
I was going
to
say.
These goddamn Duggar assholes.
Is this some Koch brother shit? You know,
where all of the above. The Kochs want to get rid of public education to begin with. Now, they want the Department of Education gone. And they think it should be private.
That way they can put all these right-wing nut jobs.
Exactly.
And to teach our kids and all that shit.
Yep.
Horrible.
And they don't want to pay for your education.
So they want you to pay to learn how to be stupid. Fuck that. God, that's horrible.
The Wisconsin Rural Schools Alliance said the change would totally destroy any licensure requirement.
Great.
For teaching in Wisconsin.
Perfect.
Another state superintendent said that the policy would drop the state's teacher's standards to be the lowest in the country.
Oh my God. Why do you want that? Why is that something to aspire
right.
to?
God damn it. We got the lowest teacher standards in America. Woohoo!
We want to be more stupid than Mississippi. It's going to take a team effort. What can we do?
Tony Evers, who's a state superintendent, said it essentially takes the licensing system out of the state's hands and puts it in 424 school districts' hands. If you're a buddy of the superintendent or the principal and you go in and say, gosh, I want to teach here, he or she says, yes, you've got a license.
Oh, my God. So
It puts control locally. So again, if you're a local superintendent, and your cousin-in-law
is like, I like teaching children. Yeah.
All right, here, teach art.
And that's terrifying.
Go nuts.
There's no oversight.
Without even a high school diploma.
Are they at least going to do a background check?
Doubtful.
Fuck no. You don't even have to finish high school. But to teach high school.
Hold on.
Yeah.
The new rules also say that the state would be banned from placing any reduced additional requirements, including background checks or fingerprinting.
Oh, my God. No rules.
What about protecting the children, which is what these assholes allegedly claim they care about?
How does this protect the kids from, I don't know. I don't mean to sound like an alarmist, but
some Hastert's.
Yeah.
At least Hastert had a degree.
All right.
He was qualified to be a coach and teacher. They're saying
he just had that one issue.
You don't need a high school diploma to be a teacher.
But what if you want to teach high school?
And actually, if you have a bachelor's degree, I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay.
I could teach science.
In Wisconsin?
Yeah. I have a bachelor's degree in acting.
You'd be a fine scientist.
I could pretend to be a science teacher.
You don't think you could pick up the science book for a bunch of stupid sixth graders and fake your way through it?
Here's photosynthesis.
Well, but I'm a science geek. That's
okay.
Different.
Like right now, if you were going to teach photosynthesis to me, explain it. How would you do it? It's when the sun...
Simply?
Yeah, the sun hits a plant and a bunch of gases are produced and then we breathe. Something like that, right?
Okay, it's how the plant converts the solar energy into chemical energy.
Perfect. And
through the green shit that's in the
you're hired.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is a nightmare. This is stupid. Why? This can't happen. This isn't going to happen.
I'm sure it won't happen, but they're trying. This is the stuff that they try to... It's just profound evil. I can't see any other way. I can't believe that these people actually think it's going to help children.
Well,
to have dummies teaching them. Even why not? Dummies are leading them.
Sure.
So why not?
God, that's crazy. I mean,
yeah.
I generally think all, like, you know, you figure you're in high school, at least your history teacher knew something about history and had an interest in it, maybe majored in it in college or,
you know. Got one of my history teachers in high school was a flaming lib.
Yeah.
He was a brother, Marist brother.
Oh, that's weird.
A monk.
Right.
And I really remember a lot of the stuff because I remember I would go home, my dad would be screaming the opposite.
Right.
some stuff. So I knew that this guy was just a profound liberal. But that was a Catholic school too. But the history we got was, you know, skewed that way. We learned that Nam was a horrific thing and we shouldn't have been there.
Well, everybody did though. Oh no, wait. Pump the brakes. I did not get that education. Definitely not.
You're right. And the Indians, you know, we helped them by giving them God.
Oh yeah, and glass beads,
right?
And blankets full of smallpox.
We brought civilization to them.
Oh, we gave them the gift of God.
The gift of God. This drives me crazy because I lived in Wisconsin for a significant chunk of my existence, and
they're fucking your state.
It's a nice state. They're beautiful people, wonderful people. Madison is a fucking kick-ass town. I love Madison. I would go back in a heartbeat. If it wasn't for that -30 below thing in the winter.
Global warming.
Right. I'll wait a few decades until it's got the temperate climate of California.
Yeah. Eaten by one of those polar bear grizzly mutant things that are running around now.
They'll have gators up there by then, right?
Oh, shit.
The gators have made their way.
They're going to be at that nude beach in Wisconsin, the Mazo.
It's quite perfect because... Right now, I have a quite extended block of...
When Animals Get Pissed.
When Animals Get Pissed, ladies and gentlemen. When Animals Get Pissed. This is a story... I might as well just start with the shark, right?
Yes.
Start with the shark stories and work our way through the kingdom, the different phyla, and
phyla
and families and phylums and
species
and things like that.
Classifications.
This is from Florida.
Yeah, shark shit.
The sovereign, wonderful, beautiful state of Florida.
Fuck you.
Out of 2 shark bites in 10 days.
Oh, perfect.
One in New Smyrna Beach.
I don't know.
One in Cocoa Beach.
Oh, yeah.
This last weekend, officials in Cocoa Beach said a 14-year-old girl was in the water near International Palms Resort, felt a sharp burning pain in her leg.
My God.
And was pulled out bleeding. She had to undergo surgery.
Ah.
It really sucks because she, this is the third one.
Oh my God. Is this in Cocoa Beach?
This is a different one. Okay, this is Cocoa Beach.
That, by the way, where a very famous television program took place.
Absolutely.
I Dream of Jeannie.
I know.
Oh, really? You knew that?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's the second, because it's near the
rocket ship.
The rockets that go up into the sky and shit. A week previously, And 19-year-old woman was in waist-deep water when she got bitten on her foot by a shark.
Oh, God.
That was a minor injury. She was able to be treated at the scene. The 14-year-old girl was taken to the hospital where she was treated. But then in Seminole County last week, a girl was bitten. This is the one I read. She was bitten on the leg.
Ugh.
And
oh, shit.
It's not a big, huge shark, but it got her just right that it partially snapped her Achilles tendon, which is a horrific injury. Really, yeah. Really nasty injury. So they had to take some kind of umbilical cord.
Oh, fuck.
Tissue and graft it onto her Achilles. And she's like a student athlete. She's like a runner or something like that. She's fucked now for a while.
I mean,
she had to undergo surgery Friday to repair the damage to her Achilles tendon. That was in Ponce Inlet.
I don't know.
Wherever that is.
When will she be able to get back in the water?
I don't know. So three shark attacks.
Damn.
And in the Florida area within the past couple of weeks.
Something's happening with these sharks.
You think there's more people in the water? Or do
they're working together as a team.
You're right.
They're more intuitive.
I've got a... this is in Russia.
Nine. Net. Yeah, shit.
Apparently, Vladimir Putin's... Maybe one of his bears got loose.
No, great.
But this was...
an otter. He was at the Leather Archive.
Natalia Pasternak was collecting birch sap to make juice.
Okay.
God, our lives are
what
so different than
fuck
people
you?
In other countries, right. Aren't they? She's out in a...
You get juice out of a... Think about it. You get juice
from a birch tree.
Right.
Isn't a birch tree... I thought... Isn't that where they get aspirin from? Am I full of shit, or...
They're going to say where they get ass from?
I
yes.
From, yeah, you get a piece of ass from...
The ass tree.
Slivers in your...
yes, that's exactly right.
No,
you get
I'm
syrup
not.
From birch.
It's the best from syrup. Aspirin is taken from...
That's where...
it's not a birch tree.
Aunt Jemima gets all their syrup from birches.
All they've got is the
maple
here and where you get it from.
I saw a syrup farm at... A syrup farm in Alaska.
Oh, there were maple. We had syrup farms in Wisconsin, too.
Little tubes go from tree to tree.
You just, all they are is you just cram a, yeah, you just bang a, it's like a pipe, and you bang it into the side of the tree, and it's like a spigot, and it just comes blah, 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 out. You got to shake it a little bit. Be nice
gotta
to it.
You got
to
prime the pump.
Give it a little, yeah, tickle its roots a little bit.
Yeah.
Reach around for a knot hole.
Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
Yeah, that's right. For the latest in brilliant political and intellectual stuff. Anyway, whatever. Regardless, this woman in Russia was skipping around the forest with birds twittering around her head
like Snow White,
collecting birch sap to make some kind of juice in a forest in Tinda, southeastern Russia.
I've never been there. You?
Have not.
Tinda.
It's probably beautiful. When she was with a friend, her dog started going apeshit.
Oh, shit.
And a 4-year-old female bear.
Oh, shit.
Leaped out of the forest and attacked. The friend bravely ran for help.
Okay.
I guess, what do you do?
Oh, God. It's just all hell on earth is breaking. You can't do anything.
Bear
is eating you.
The time they came back.
Oh, shit.
They found the bear. And the bear turned on the people that were looking. And they ended up shooting it several times and killing it. They hadn't found Natalia yet. Then they found her barely conscious, bleeding from multiple wounds, the arms, head, torso.
Yeah.
But the bear had partially buried her already.
Oh, my God.
Assuming that she was dead and might have been planning to return later to eat her.
Oh, my God.
Like it was covering her up and saving her for later.
Oh.
She was rushed to a nearby, but they didn't see her at first. I mean, can you imagine if they hadn't?
She's buried.
They might
dude.
Not have found her. She was half buried in leaves and dirt.
Ugh.
I didn't know bears did that. I didn't know they bury shit for later.
Me neither. Maybe she probably didn't either. She's like, why the fuck are you burying me?
Condition severe but stable.
Wow.
She was rushed to the hospital, treated for injuries, head, chest, thigh.
Ugh.
One of the conservation officials, Sergei Ivanov,
nine,
said the bear was protecting its kill. So the bear went after them because it's like, you're not going to eat my food.
Oh,
that's why it went after the rescuers.
Oh, my God.
They say that it's an unusual spate of attacks by bears in Russia.
Spate.
They think extreme weather and human activity, two of the probable causes.
Global warming?
In one case, a 14-year-old boy needed 170 stitches.
Oh, shit, man.
He was in critical condition after a bear attacked and dragged him around before police managed to shoot it.
At what point do you stop counting the stitches? Just put them in there.
These are Kamchatka brown bears or Far Eastern brown bears.
Those are the worst.
They also have black grizzly bears, the black ones.
Come on.
The male Kamchatka bear
yes.
can grow to 9 feet tall and 800 pounds.
Fucking fuck. How big is that? That's a car.
Fucking car.
Why do you go in the Tenda Forest? Just look at pictures of it on the fucking internet.
Birch juice, no, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I bet they wish they didn't have to go for that birch juice.
Right.
Go to the store for that. Was this caused because the bear was out and about somewhere it wouldn't be because of global warming? Is this what I'm hearing?
Well, that's part of it, they think.
Well, there you go. We gotta figure out this global warming shit. I don't want to start getting attacked by animals that are confused by the weather. Right.
Willow trees are the ones that have aspirin.
Oh yeah, they have the best.
Like the willow bark, you can suck on willow bark, and it's like
sure.
it's like aspirin.
If you get attacked by a bear.
Don't do that. I don't know that. I'm kidding, yeah. by the way. But I knew it was a tree. I couldn't remember if it was a birch tree or a willow. But it's a willow tree.
Okay.
And it's in other...
How do you find a willow tree?
It's weeping.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen for the sobs. Our next animals get pissed. That was a bear attack in Russia.
A 900-pound bear, man.
Several bear attacks in Russia. I've also got a story here on the magic spreadsheet of crab diving. This is Hillsborough?
Right.
Hillsborough Regional News.
Fuck you.
I'm a reading from.
Hillsborough.
Odessa, Florida.
Oh, shit.
And this is this is a brave guy.
Odessa, man.
This is a brave, brave member of the reptile family.
Oh, okay.
Because a 6-foot alligator in Odessa.
That sounds redneck as shit,
A deputy responded to a call of an attack about 8:30 p.m. The gator attacked a horse.
Holy fuck.
A horse. They found the gator in the pasture. The horse had multiple bites to one of its legs. The deputies corralled the gator, notified Florida Fish and Wildlife, who sent a trapper to get medical help for the horse. It's about a 6-foot gator.
Oh, my God. It didn't kill the horse?
Did not kill the horse. But Jesus, I mean...
That's insane.
They got a picture of the gator, and really with its... I say it's about 3 feet tail and 3 feet gator. Not that it is not an impressive beast, but it's one that's not big enough that you would think would be dumb enough to take on a fucking horse.
I mean, that's tiny.
Yeah.
That's
a smaller looking gator.
Right.
But I guess maybe it got pissed. Maybe the horse said something.
Right.
Maybe the horse is a Democrat.
Mr. Ed?
It's a Republican.
It's a talking horse.
That's right. Fuck you, Wilbur.
Mr. Ed never had, you know, anything that funny to say, right?
No. Mr. Ed was kind of fun. I remember when I was a kid. I
loved it.
I loved watching reruns on WGN Channel 9 in Chicago. Were the Mr. Ed reruns. We got to speed up things here a little bit to get to the top five and everything. I've got also, you know what's going on in, you mentioned grapes.
Oh, yes.
You said the kid when you were a kid, used to say.
Asshole. His mom would go to the trouble, put these grapes in a little plastic lunch bag, and then he would just put them on the floor and step on them.
That doesn't make sense.
It's stupid. It's a waste of food.
This is a woman in Vermont who is from Colchester in Chittenden County in Vermont.
Colchester.
Thank you. If you voted for Bernie Sanders, thank you for sending Bernie Sanders to the Senate.
Chittenden.
She was rushed to the hospital with... spent the night at the University of Vermont Medical Center when she opened up a bag of grapes that she had bought.
She opened up a grab of bags that she had bought.
She had bought in that she had bought at a local supermarket chain.
Yeah.
And out crawled a spider. And bit her.
Oh, shit.
On the other side of the arm.
Oh, my uncle nearly lost his arm due to a spider bite.
The brown recluse, was it?
Yes.
This is a black widow.
Those dangerous?
15 times more potent than a rattlesnake venom, it says.
Oh, god damn it.
They trapped the spider, brought it with them.
Why would God make these?
And it's definitely a black widow. She's okay, but it was a black widow spider that was hanging out inside some fucking grapes that she bought at the grocery store and opened. So
gotta wash your fruit, man.
And maybe take a look at what is going on.
Yeah, look at what you're eating.
So there, keep an eye on your fruit,
dude. That's scary.
And finally,
yes,
you know, with what's going on in the sovereign, wonderful, beautiful republic.
Don't mess with Texas.
With the rain and the floods.
Thank you, George.
The sodomy and the witchcraft.
God, that picture of George Bush you put on Facebook of him in the Star Wars outfit.
Oh, right.
God, that's funny.
It wasn't ours.
Oh, really?
Somebody else's.
Oh, okay.
Somebody else's funny Photoshop job. In Texas, areas have been receiving, the police say they've been receiving... in some parts, hundreds of calls.
Yeah.
Because what's happening is
what happened
these torrential floodwaters.
Right.
This says more than 1,000 calls for help of people finding snakes in their houses.
God, that always happens in floods because it washes them out of their holes.
It says that... most of them are rat snakes, which can grow to be up to 6 feet long. Looks pretty intimidating, though.
Oh, my God.
But they've had plenty of calls for some Texas rattlers.
Ugh.
And other species of snake. There's pictures. I guess they're all over Instagram, all over this is in somebody's house. There's a 6-foot snake crawling around. Here's one in somebody's basement. Here's one that's on somebody's tire in their car in the garage. It's wrapped around their tire. That one is a rattler.
Dude, that is a nightmare. That is a fucking nightmare.
4 types of venomous snakes in this area, part of Texas. Rattlers, copperheads, cottonmouths,
coral snakes. Those are all incredibly dangerous. Why would God let this happen?
This person says, I opened my grill cover and it jumped at me.
Oh, fuck
this. The snake coiled back up and I took a shovel... scooped him up and tossed him in the yard. He just slithered away.
Wow. See, what I would have done is shit my pants.
Take me.
Reacted differently.
Eat me.
Snake bit me and buried me.
Another woman who lives in Dallas saw a 4-foot-long snake of unidentified species slither into her linen closet while she was sitting there talking on the phone.
I am not kidding. Honestly, fuck snakes. Fuck them. I hate snakes, dude.
She used a mop to usher it out the front door, finally.
Ugh, fuck this.
She said, I didn't ever thought about trying to hurt it. I don't kill things. It's not our fault he ended up in our house.
Good for you being involved.
It says many of the Texans, however, have confronted a curled up reptile with their cell phones because it's all over social media. There are even groups that are forming that says, what kind of snake is this? Because people are trying to get the snake that's laying on their floor identified.
What? I guess you shouldn't shoot it, right? It's one of God's creatures.
Snake experts say that the best is to just leave it alone or attempt to get it, shoo it away with a broom or something, but don't try to kill it. They say.
These people are trying to minimize injuries, and it's right. Most of the time with rednecks and shit, leave it alone, don't touch it. But they do anyway.
It's also, you got to worry about the floodwaters because it's also mating season for the alligators.
Oh,
alligators wow. travel great distances this time of year, they say, and having more water to do it in certainly facilitates that.
Are they on Tinder? Is that what's going on?
They are. And you also got to watch for fire ants, which I've experienced. Uh-huh. Evil, evil fucking little bastards.
Are there anything, you know, what positive things should you watch for in Texas?
The fire ants float on the surface of the water.
Oh, God.
It says they form a mat. And it looks like if you see something that looks like a brown rug floating, that is an ant's nest. Stay away.
What a horror scene. I don't understand.
And it's Texas.
Yes.
On top of that.
Yeah. And you're going to have to talk to people.
Right.
I mean, why would this happen? I don't understand it. From what we know about the Texans, they're God-fearing, they're Christians, but yet God flooded their state with snakes. And floating,
right?
Like what? Floating fire ants,
fire ant nests, floating alligators, fucking
yes,
and a whole bunch of snakes afloating.
Wow, what? I don't understand. I really don't get it.
Why people are there?
No, I just don't understand how. Why God forsake? Why did God turn His back on them and allow this to happen?
I think global warming.
Maybe they didn't pray enough.
Right, that's exactly what it is.
Which caused the polar caps to melt.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It's Friday, and that means it's time for the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh,
you've been
shit.
Waiting for it. Your loins have been aching to hear the Billboard top five songs according to the Billboard magazine, billboard.com. Coming in at number five, ladies and gentlemen, we've been listening to this song for a few weeks now.
Oh, God.
From the...
Is this 50 Shades of Grey?
From the 50 Shades of Grey soundtrack.
This is the worst song of the top five. This is the worst one.
This is Earned It from The Weeknd.
I'm a kid for you.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. 50 Shades of Grey, Earned It.
I like the cock slapping.
From The Weeknd.
It fits with Earned It.
It fits with the 50 Shades of Grey theme, right?
It's about BDSM and all kinds of like leather stuff.
Like the Leather Museum in Chicago. Number four, ladies and gentlemen, on the Billboard Hot 100. This is Walk the Moon with the 80s-ish sounding song.
Oh, yeah.
Shut Up and Dance. You know, it sounds a little bit like the theme from The Greatest American Hero. I don't know why it made me think
Believe
of that.
Believe it or not, right. I'm walking on
That's
air.
It. I never thought I could feel so free.
I ordered that on off the television. There's a 1-800 number. You could order a record.
Oh, really?
It was a compilation of a bunch of songs.
I liked that show.
It was a great song.
Greatest American Hero is pretty funny. It was a guy who found a suit, right? He found an alien suit that gave him magical or superpowers.
Right.
But he didn't know how to work it because there was no instruction booklet.
And he didn't fly gracefully.
Right.
His arms were flailing.
He didn't really know how to use it.
It was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny. Number three, ladies and gents, on the Billboard Hot 100,
Fetty Wap.
Yeah, Fetty Wap again with Trap Queen.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the song. Don't talk about your Lambos, a 56 grand, 500 grand, though. This is the song that goes like this all this time. Just for 4 minutes, this is all that he does.
I know. We could write this song. You don't need a chorus. That's the hardest thing, right. Right? Is the refrain, the thing people like.
For example, is a minute later. We found the one section that sounds a little different there. I didn't
maybe
know
we're maybe we're out of touch. Well, we're of course of we're painfully out of touch.
We're past the coolness. Yes. Decay factor, which is 33 years old. At number two, ladies and gentlemen, from is this from Furious Seven?
Oh yes, the Vin Diesel star vehicle.
Yes, Wiz Khalifa, also featuring Charlie Puth, P-U-T-H, Puth. It's probably Puth.
Mr. Puth.
And here is See You Again with Charlie Puth.
God, everybody's
Wiz Khalifa from the Furious 7 soundtrack.
It's been a long day without you, my friend.
I think that's Charlie Puth. And then here's a little bit later.
Nice, he hit the pose perfectly.
Where Wiz kicks in.
Hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture.
Wow.
See you again.
It's been a long day. And whatever. Everybody's so sappy. What the fuck?
Leaping, rocketing, shooting, blasting.
Oh my God.
From number 53 last week.
Oh shit.
To number one this week on the Billboard Hot 100 is none other than Taylor Swift with Bad Blood featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah, Kendrick Lamar.
This is a really crazy.
Is that a Geico commercial?
Video that they've got. Here's the song. Taylor Swift, Bad Blood, featuring Kendrick Lamar.
Critique overrate you. These beats of a drop cart use bass lines to replace you. Take time and erase you. Love don't hear no more. No, I don't fear no more. But I get respect and quite sincere no more.
Oh, it's so sad to think about the good times. You and I.
I think it's from the movie.
What the fuck is that? We got bad blood.
It's
baby, we got bad blood.
There's a lot of action footage
of
attractive women in leather outfits who seem to be like
perfect
getting ready for battle with all kinds of tech objects.
I'll watch like it, and, but I'll just put it on mute.
Put
first
it on mute. Right, right.
This song sucks.
God damn that! It's from 53 to number one.
What are they singing about?
Fix bullet holes, you say sorry.
Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes. Wow, the Grammys are waiting.
Reaches for show, if you live like that, you live with ghosts.
You forget, but you never let it go.
Band-Aids don't fix bullet holes, you say sorry just for show. If you live like that, you live.
Cindy Crawford. In leather.
What?
With swords.
Oh, shit. Cindy Crawford.
Cindy's not looking... Cindy looks great for...
Yeah.
I mean, not even four. Cindy just looks great. Cindy's in her 50s, right?
These lyrics.
If you love like that.
Some bizarre...
is it for Mad Max
Taylor,
or something?
Yeah, it's all Mad Max-y. And Taylor, yeah, I think it might be Mad Max-y.
This song is in Mad Max?
Could be.
By the end of the world? I get it.
Because of the bad song, you mean?
Because it used to... Oh, man, think about this for a second. Taylor Swift is singing the Mad Max song. Dude, do you remember when Tina Turner... Do you remember her song for Mad Max?
Yeah,
that was badass.
Thunderdome. We don't need another hero.
I don't know.
Something weird's going on.
Yeah. Oh, it's just our thing. Yeah.
Ladies and germs, the so
yeah, yeah,
Bad
We
Blood.
Don't need another hero. That was a great song.
Swift wrote Bad Blood about an undisclosed female musical artist. She says, you know, she's the one who writes songs about, you know, like she breaks up with somebody and then she writes a song about him. That's kind of what she's famous for. Like there's a...
that sucks.
What's his name? God, I forgot who she's...
Who?
In the...
Tony Danza?
Who, some of the hash marks from her from her Black Widow.
Oh, really?
Larry
Hagman.
That's it. But she sings these songs. She writes these songs about what assholes.
No, who did she used to date? Did she date, I don't know, Ashton Kutcher?
She's dated a bunch of different.
Right.
We used to have bad blood, and now we have good blood. The Taylor Swift boyfriend's past and present. God, it's just way too... Calvin Harris.
Calvin and Hobbes.
Harry Styles.
Hetty.
She dated from One Direction.
Oh, yes.
She dated Connor Kennedy, one of the Kennedys.
Connor. What, one of the Kennedys?
One of the Kennedy clan.
Don't
Jake Gyllenhaal she dated.
Yes.
For a while. John Mayer is the one that she allegedly wrote a really heinous song about
John Mayer.
What a big giant asshole he is, allegedly.
Come on.
Taylor Lautner from the Wolfie movies, the Wolf Vampire movies.
Midnight. Wait, what are those called? Twilight.
Twilight.
Those
shitty.
Suck. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Joe Jonas.
Yes.
One of the Jonas Bros. Calvin Harris.
Yes.
Man, she's okay. And there you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Leo.
These are all legend.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo hasn't been on the list.
Leo's like, why would I date her?
So this says, they're saying that this song is about a woman who tried to sabotage one of her concert tours by hiring people that had worked for her or something like that. God. So I'm going to write a song about it.
Right.
And publicly humiliate you.
Everybody can identify with that too.
Right. Everybody, haven't you had your concert tour sabotaged?
Right.
Don't you hate when that happens?
One percenter problems.
The music video was directed by Joseph Kahn.
Good job.
Filmed in Los Angeles. Setting in the city of London.
Right.
I don't think it has to do with a...
In the apocalypse.
I don't think it's tied to a movie. This is like some weird apocalypse special effects thing.
It's not
that
Mad
they just
Max.
Shot for this video. No.
Wow.
The video broke Vivo's 24-hour viewing record.
Oh, shit.
By accumulating 20.1 million views in its first day.
How many of those are bought?
Oh, that's a good question. Don't know. The previous winner of that, or the holder of that title, was 19.6 million in one day, held by Nicki Minaj.
Right.
Nicki Minaj with the song Anaconda. Anaconda don't. My Anaconda don't. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the big butt song.
We played that one for a while. It was in the top five. So that's it.
Right.
At number one, Bad Blood featuring Kendrick Lamar. Take a look at what you've done. Now we got Bad Blood. This is. I'm Jeez. Angry at you because you hired some people off of my concert tour. I'm going to retaliate in song.
Yeah, and who gives a fuck anyway? I don't care about your dumbass concert tour. I don't give two shits about it. And why would anybody else care about it?
Right.
But I guess it's a great song.
Well, she's got to let the world know that she's been slighted, apparently.
Yes, she's not been slighted. One time I saw a picture of Taylor Swift on a surfboard you stand on, but you a paddleboard.
Yo, yeah.
In front of her coastal mansion in VD-riddled Rhode Island.
She's doing okay. And just last week, there was a story out where somebody was talking about how, you know, oh, she's such an inspiration. She's come. She's, you know, like she brought herself. They almost make it sound like she was in a single wide in West Virginia. Her parents are like professors or something.
Yeah.
They were loaded. She's not from she's not, oh, poor little girl.
She's born with a silver spoon
growing up.
Wow.
She did okay.
Now she's got bad blood.
So Taylor Allison Swift.
Yay.
She is a, her father is a Merrill Lynch financial advisor.
What does that pay? Is that pay good or
get
what?
Get this. The descendant of three generations of bank presidents.
Hear ye, hear ye. I'm going to buy my daughter a music career for Christmas.
Her mother is a homemaker, however.
A homemaker.
Who previously worked as a mutual fund executive.
God damn. She came from the dark side of the force.
Her mother spent the first 10 years of her life in Singapore.
Wow.
Because her father was an engineer working in Asia.
Okay.
So, wah. Yo, this is what they say, because she grew up, she says, I grew up on a Christmas tree farm in Pennsylvania. But it was, they bought it as an investment.
A lot of people invest in those.
Yeah. She went to preschool and kindergarten at a private Montessori school.
Yes.
Before she went to Windcroft School.
Windcroft.
A co-ed private school.
That's expensive.
So
sounds fancy.
Yeah, this Taylor Swift rising up from nothing bullshit is bullshit. Not that she's not talented and has
it's a bullshit narrative.
But the fact that I'm just this poor little farm girl.
Don't buy into
it. From Pennsylvania.
Continue to buy her shit music, please.
At the age of 9, she started performing.
Yay.
Went to the Berks Youth Theater Academy.
Oh.
She traveled regularly to Broadway for vocal and acting lessons.
God damn it.
Poor Taylor. How hard it was for her to overcome these setbacks.
She had everything stacked against her. Wait, I'm sorry. She had nothing stacked against her.
Right. But, because she's country music, white, American, yay. Christian.
Perfect.
Then obviously she's struggling.
Sign me up.
So there you go. A little bit of Taylor Swiftage. We don't have enough time to get to this Duggar stuff. There's too much to cover. We'll get to that Monday, ladies and gentlemen, on the Monday edition of Crab Diving. We'll talk about the curriculum, the homeschool curriculum that the Duggar diddler apparently went through and the rest of the Duggar kids are going through. That's what we got for this week. Holy crap, it's Friday. It's the end of the show and the end of our week.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you, everybody. We'll be back live streaming for your ear holes Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. out on the Eastern Type Coast. You can listen to us as a podcast at crabdiving.com, on iTunes, on Stitcher. If you go to iTunes or Stitcher, hey, leave us a really good review and 5 stars, and God will send you 500 virgins. if that's what you mean.
Virgin.
By the way, who wants virgin?
Virgin Matt.
So don't forget our social media is at crabdiving.com. It's over on the left, a bunch of buttons. It'll take you to all of our magic portals.
Thumbs us up. Share it.
That's right. Google Plus.
Like us.
And all over the place. Share the crabs. Spread the crabs. Love the crabs. Brian Pfeiffer will be doing some comedy soon tonight.
Oh, yes. At the Clown House Museum in downtown L.A., The Freak Show.
Friday night tonight, May 29th, downtown. Find out where and when other places that he's going to be. Go to Rated R Comedy on the Twitter or RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Oh, so vile.
And don't forget to come back to Crab Diving.
Grow up in Chicago.
Yeah. Don't forget to grow up congratulations, Denny Hastert. And,
right.
We'll
good
be back
job.
Next week, everybody.
TTFE.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.